It's very nice to see you again. I'm Father Jim Kuhn, in case you don't know me. Some of you might have mentioned or seen me around. I am a retired priest in the diocese, and I basically now help out in parishes. And I do come here every once in a while, and it's always a joy. So thank you for being so patient and kind, especially when I'm on my own figuring things out. But anyway, I have wonderful help here, so that's great. In 1934, Reinhold Niebuhr used for the first time a prayer which he had composed for his homily. It has come to be known as the Serenity Prayer. It goes as follows. O God, give us the serenity to accept what we cannot have changed, and courage to change what should be changed, and wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. The popularity of that little prayer reflects the deep yearning for true wisdom which all of us seek. And if we follow our yearnings to their logical conclusions, we will discover that only Jesus gives us true wisdom. The wisdom Jesus came to give is centered around the reign of God. The first words of his preaching were, "The reign of God is at hand. Reform your lives and believe the good news." So, what is the reign of God like? To what shall I compare it? It's like a city on a hill. It's like a man who went out to sow some seeds. It's like a mustard seed. It's like a pearl of great price. And how important is this kingdom? Look at today's gospel. What does the man who finds the treasure do? What does the merchant do? How intent are we on possessing the wisdom of Jesus and his kingdom? Most of the time, I imagine, we're quite serious about it. We do care. That's why we're here at this very moment. This is the beginning of wisdom. So let us pray today for wisdom, Jesus' wisdom. For we need wisdom to know that Christ must always be central in our lives. We need wisdom to know that Christ is the treasure in the field. We need finally wisdom to know that Christ is the pearl of great price, worth any sacrifice. Now, what can we learn from today's gospel? Well, we should learn to live every moment in view of our precious goal, which is becoming one with Christ. Unfortunately, most of the time, we are chasing false treasures, such as money, or status, or power, or pleasure. Also, we are often locked into regrets on our part over our past, or we're focused way too much on the future. As a result of this, the present passes us by, and the treasure, Jesus, is never truly, fully discovered. Thus, the opportunity and joy of sharing in God's life and in Christ's life does not occur. It doesn't occur here on earth. So let us always remember that heaven is within the reach of all who follow the usual vocations of life and partake of this world's joys and pleasures within the framework of living and keeping God's commandments. So, right now, we need to use the time given to us to go in search of the treasure in the field and find also the pearl of great price. And then we need to help others in their search as well. We are also challenged to search and to discern what the Lord is calling us to do with our lives, so that we may know what path in life Jesus is calling us to follow. Now, after making Jesus our pearl of great price and our great treasure, let us remember that whenever our self-sacrifice conquers our selfishness, whenever our love overcomes sin, whenever our faith overcomes suffering, whenever we give humble service to others, and whenever we worship God and love our God and our neighbor wholeheartedly, we are doing the will of God, and thus we are already experiencing the gifts of life and the kingdom of heaven, even though we are still here on this earth. Today, may we pray like Solomon for wisdom, the wisdom to realize that Jesus is our pearl of great price, for whom we should be wholeheartedly searching and striving to obtain. And let us also pray for the wisdom to realize that we now, in our lifetimes, need to develop a personal and spiritual relationship with Jesus. For such a relationship with Jesus brings us joy, and it leads to the gift of everlasting life, eternal life, and eternal union with Jesus in heaven. Today, I'd like to close again with the Serenity Prayer that I began with. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, and let us have courage to change the things which should be changed. And may we have the wisdom to distinguish the one from another. So lastly, be sure that Jesus is your treasure. For as Scripture says in Luke 12:34, wherever your treasure is, there too will be your heart.